Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We just touched ground on an international runway.
Just let me play that out a little bit.
Jet propelled back home from overseas to the USA.
Back in the USA.
New York, Los Angeles.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 4th of July. We're celebrating it with you. This is my 20th consecutive live 4th of July program, and thank you for hanging out with me. Not a lot of business today. We're just talking about independence. We're talking about liberty. We're talking about the blessing of liberty, the fact that that liberty is something, is a contract we give to each other, that we build off of, that we use, something we build off of freedom. We take freedom and build liberty from that. We've done that. It's been bequeathed to us by the founders and by every man and woman who stood a post on our behalf ever since, and by those people who continue to lead us today, and of which we ourselves should be leaders. As citizens, we should be, hopefully, it's a word I want to start all of us using more and more, the concept of citizenship. And one of our great citizens that I know of is our good friend Rich Galen, who's with me right now. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 16 years he's been hanging out with us. And he's a political operative, a columnist, a cyber columnist. Twice weekly he writes. He's got a credential a mile long in the world of politics, and he's also a global traveler and as I say many times before, a great American. He's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy birthday to America.
Yeah, same to you. What are your impressions of the 4th of July today?
Well, we're going through a tough time. I think anybody who denies that is just not paying attention or trying to hide something. The State of the Union is not good. It's not weak. It's just not good. And I think that we all take some share of the blame. Me probably more than you, because I'm more outspoken about things that irritate me to a different audience than you deal with things that for the most part help people actually make their businesses work. I deal with things that make them feel bad about themselves.
Well, it's still they're ideas and they're honest ideas, both of ours, and they need to be said. It's all red meat. It's just different red meat.
Different animal.
Yeah, but
I think these things go in cycles. People who today say it's never been like this, they weren't alive in the 60s. I mean, you and I are old enough.
Yep.
To remember, I mean, I wasn't living here yet, but I live in Washington, you know, just outside of Washington, D.C. now, and back, in the days of the riots and the Vietnam War protests, they had machine gun nests around the Capitol building of the United States of America. We got a long way to go before we sink back into that kind of
As Neil Young said, four dead in Ohio.
Yeah, that's right, and I was in the Ohio National Guard at the time. Not there. I wasn't in Kent State.
It's a lack of tolerance that we have right now, it seems to me. That's our challenge. What do you think?
Well, that's a really good point. It is the lack of tolerance. I've got some high school buddies that we've known each other for 50 years, and they've known each other for longer than that, because I didn't meet them until I was a junior in high school. And, you know, we've been pals, friends, kept in touch, you know, made sure that we, you know, congratulated each other on kids' birthdays and weddings and whatever. And it's split down the middle between pro and anti-Trump people. And they have just been unbelievably nasty to each other in emails. And it's not kind of the high school joking at the, you know, in the lunchroom. This is, they are really ugly to each other. And when I'm the arbiter of good sense, you know what a bad shape we're in.
Well, yeah. I'll be honest with you, just because I haven't completely disclaimed and haven't been I've actually had a few nice things to say about some of the performance of President Trump, not his tweets, of course, but some of the things he's gotten done that have helped small business owners. I've actually lost friends because of that. They basically are acting different.
Yeah.
Because of that. And I haven't said, you know, let's knight him, let's make him a saint, let's canonize him. Rich, as you said earlier, I'm just reporting on my job.
Yeah, that's right.
And yet these are people who now, I've got a couple of people who won't come back on the show.
Oh, that's really interesting. Because we, you know, here in Washington, and you and I have talked about this both on and off the air, that you learn if you're going to do politics in Washington D.C. for a living for a long time, you soon learn that the people on the other side aren't your enemies; they're just political opponents.
Yeah.
In the same way that professional football players aren't necessarily enemies; they're game opponents.
That's
And when the game is over, when the game clock is off, you often find them looking for each other, and they'll give each other a hug. And
hold on to that thought. Rich Gannon, ladies and gentlemen, I would be...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.